Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Hurricane Matthew blew the top off a historic rocket and tore part of the roof off a home used by astronauts and toppled a space shuttle-era gantry arm on exhibit at NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida. The space agency on Saturday, October the 8th, shared photos from an aerial survey of the center showing areas that had sustained damage from the powerful storm. Kennedy Space Center officials wrote in a statement on Saturday it was determined that the center received some isolated roof damage, damaged support buildings, a few downed power lines and limited water intrusion. I quite like that phrase. In other words, things got wet. Teams of inspectors are going from building to building assessing damage, they said. So why should we care about a few old rocket tops getting blown off at NASA's Kennedy Space Center? After all, an entertainment venue open to the public. Well, here's the thing. NASA is, by South African standards, well-funded. It can afford to send teams of inspectors and officials and builders to assess and put right the hurricane damage so that future generations can enjoy and learn from the history of spaceflight. But what about heritage material in South Africa? Perhaps it's not something you think about every day, but we only grow by learning about where we are in a historical continuum. Architects, for example, don't design buildings in a vacuum, but knowing what the current trends are, and these trends are informed by long thousands of years of history of building. And similarly with political history, we need to know where we've come from, and this, of course, extends to science and astronomy. In Cape Town, there are repositories of historical astronomical data which go back to the founding of the observatory, and these are the only sources of scientific data about the night sky in the whole of the Southern Hemisphere. Those who listen to this broadcast regularly will have heard me say that we in Cape Town, deep in the south of the planet, are privileged to look into the heart of our galaxy, an area which can't be seen in the Northern Hemisphere, and we see far more objects. We see the small misshapen galaxies hovering on the edge of ours, called rather romantically the Large and Small Magellanic Clouds. We see the mysterious Omega Centauri, the largest visible globular cluster, and a host of other celestial objects. When the first astronomers came here, they were stellar cartographers whose job it was to map the skies, and that's all they thought was possible for them to do. Then came along spectrography and astrophotography, both essential components of modern astronomy, which were developed and extended right here in Cape Town. This place was an epicenter of the science of astronomy, and it remains so to this day with the massive instruments such as SALT and the SKA on our doorstep. The beautiful notebooks which the astronomers first used to record their observations deep into the night from the old observatory in Cape Town, still to this day the headquarters of astronomy for the country. Their old instruments and paraphernalia, these can be used to teach a new generation of scientists where astronomy came from in its relatively recent history. And if I get my way, the general public will also share in Cape Town's illustrious astronomical history through exhibitions of this material in the not-too-distant future. There are astronomers alive today who recall how the old instruments were used, the techniques were employed to extract the data they needed to advance science, and what it was like to work at the observatory, especially during the long, cold and silent nights, accompanied by the sounds of the telescopes tracking stars far away in the galaxy. So when a storm damages historical material, a flood wipes out an old archive of notebooks and papers, this is irreplaceable. Right now in the world, there is a flood of astronomical data from all the new instruments coming on stream, and there are more instruments being built. Each of the 6,000 to 8,000 or so professional astronomers in the world, that's all there are, they have actually too much data to deal with, and yet if we don't take care of our precious astronomical heritage data, we will never be able to retrieve it, unlike most modern observations, which can be retaken or recreated if necessary. So, there's something you don't often get to think about on a Friday afternoon. Astronomical historical data. Tomorrow there will be a free public talk at the open night at the observatory. Dr. Tana Joseph will give a talk entitled Multi-Messenger Astronomy. That's at 8 o'clock tomorrow night at the observatory, and all are welcome. This is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.